If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Happy Hour with the Misunderstood team. I'm Rachel Yucatel, and this is my producer, Kelly Brink. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Rachel. Hi, everyone.
Kelly is back in Iowa, the state that pops when you say its name. Iowa.
Iowa.
And she was with me for like 9 days this past week and a half, sort of, by accident a little bit and on purpose for some of it. But we had so much that we did in the last bit that you were visiting. You want to tell everybody about what we did the whole time you were here?
Oh my goodness. So yeah, I went from Iowa to Florida. We went from Florida to New York, New York to Florida. We went all over the place. We had so many adventures. We met up with Bo Deedle, Sid Rosenberg. You were on the radio live in the morning. You interviewed some amazing guests. We ate great food. We swam. We had adventures with dog chasing. I mean,
we were
oh my
at
gosh,
Rudy everything. Giuliani's house and went
How
to dinner.
Yeah,
and went to dinner with him and his staff, basically. What else are we forgetting? You had a date, sort of.
Did I?
Kind of.
Which? Oh yeah, yes, I did. I
okay,
did.
Sorry, I didn't know if we wanted to talk.
Kind. About. I mean, kind of. If you. Kind of like a colleague that I had met a couple years before, and we happened to be in the same area. So we met up for dinner and drinks. It was really nice. Yeah.
It was kind of fun. Well, he was great, actually. He was really fun.
He was great.
We couldn't tell if it was just a colleague meet or if it was a date. And I still think we don't know. And we also can't tell if he's connected to someone. You know,
yeah, we don't
in a relationship, so to speak. But anyways, great guy. We really like him, and we wish him all the best.
That's a great way to say it.
How is your dating? How is your dating going for your marriage proposal coming up here in a year?
It's definitely in a lull right now. The trip, you know, I've been gone almost like a week and a half or something like that. So, haven't even checked my dating apps or anything until the day that I left. I haven't been really doing a whole lot. I've been too busy with work and stuff, but yeah, I'm planning on.
Well, what happened to the guys that you had seen up until now? Are they still in the running?
They're not, because basically they all like broke up with me. They all were like, yeah, you work too much, or you live 2 hours away, or, you know.
Or you have kids.
They listened. And they listened to the show a little bit too. And they were like, oh, I'm not going to compete with anyone else. It's either you just me and we're exclusive, or we're done. And I was like, hey, I'm not going to like become exclusive with someone after 2 dates. That's crazy. That's like so much like, yeah. Anyway.
Well, I thought it was pretty crazy and selfish of these people, because a lot of them met you. Well, all of them met you online. They don't even know you. You can't know somebody after 1 or 2 dates anyway.
No.
It was all very strange.
To me,
and obviously these guys weren't good enough for you. So I don't think you should waste any breath on them.
Yeah, it was a lot of upfront love bombing. And then like, it was just, it's been, the dating thing has been weird. This would be the point where I'd be like, in the past, I'd be like, delete my dating apps. I'm done. I'm not going to date anymore. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens. All right. Well, I'm excited to hear, you know, how it all pans out. I think you had to go through a lot of people that to just see. You had one from Bumble, I think. You had one from Seeking Arrangement. You had one from just knowing them
real
from
life.
The past. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now I think you have another date coming up, which we won't talk about because you don't want to. And then, but then we'll go from there. I think it'll be interesting to just, we really have to pick up the pace on this because we're almost at the end of the summer. Yeah. And then, you know, and then everyone's deep in a relationship because they don't want to spend the winter alone. So we really got to get you
holidays
on that course.
Together, all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got to get a move on. I do. Yes.
All right. And do you want someone in Iowa or you want someone elsewhere?
Doesn't matter. I want it to go really slow for a while. We can like commute and figure that out. Probably someone in either Iowa or Florida.
Yeah.
And then figure out the logistics after we become like exclusive and think that, oh, this is the one. Yeah. Then we'll figure it out.
Exactly. I'm so excited. I'm like, where
me
are
too.
You about this guy? I can't wait till we meet him. And then we're like, we've been asking where you were for like a year.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited too. I'm still skeptical. I'm still really skeptical, but we'll see.
That you'll find someone?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll find someone.
Well, you've got to go through the motions and you got to go through all the people, but you can't fall in love with the first one you date just because they are nice to you, because everyone will be nice until they're not.
Yeah, yeah, that's you know what I mean? True.
As we've seen.
We have seen, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on and like go over the week a little. So you were here visiting like we were talking about. We were doing some interviews.
I got there and we immediately had some pool time, stuff like that. Cooked dinner in your kitchen, made a mess.
You met my dogs.
I did. They loved me. I loved them. It was great.
Yeah. They did love you. And okay, so the next day we came into the studio here at Pod Populi and we did an interview with Brian Howie from The Great Love Debate. And that will be actually an episode that we're going to put out in the next few days here, even though it's on his network, we are going to run it on our show. Just so you guys get to know me a little better and get to know my thoughts about relationships and love. So we think that will be kind of an interesting, shorter episode for you to listen to some stuff about me and have me interviewed.
It's great because, like you said, he's the one interviewing you. You're not doing the interviewing. So you get to hear a lot about your insights into relationships. Everybody's going to want to hear that.
Yeah. And it's actually really fun to do it. He has an interesting take. His perspective is obviously a man's perspective on love and relationships, and mine is a woman. So we had a nice little chat. So I'm interested to hear about what you guys all think about that. So make sure you comment and, you know, DM us if you have any thoughts or questions. And then, and then we basically flew to New York together. So there's this company called Trusted House Sitters. I don't know if you guys know what this is, but it's really a phenomenal company. You can go online and search for someone to come and stay with your pets. It's completely free for them to stay. And these are usually people that are traveling around the country that want a free place to stay so that they can continue their journey without having to pay a bunch of fees in hotels and Airbnbs. And it's kind of like an Uber site on there that they come with recommendations and, you know, 5 stars and this, that, and the other thing. So, I knew we were going to be gone for 2 days. So I accepted these two guys from Argentina, and they, were traveling here making a movie, and they came and stayed for a few days with the dogs to watch them. And it was really interesting. One night they cooked us dinner, and it was an Argentinian meal, right?
Yes. Argentinian barbecue. They went all out. They bought these special cuts of meat that are kind of rare. They just made a huge feast, and we ate outside, drank some wine. They even had
an Argentinian
special drink,
yeah,
like a liqueur or something like that, Fernet, I think it was called.
And I couldn't drink
absolutely
it, but
disgusting.
You got wasted.
I felt drugged. It was like weird. I wasn't drugged, but I was like, what is happening? But I was also sick then. I was starting to get sick at the time.
Oh, right.
Had to take a COVID test.
Well, and I went inside to go get something, came out. And needless to say, everyone was in the pool singing, which we have a video of.
Santiago had his guitar. Other Santiago was singing. They were both named Santiago.
Right. I was sober. So I was like, you know, I had sort of had enough, and I was exhausted and full.
Yes.
So I was kind of trying to go to sleep. I wasn't getting in the pool. But it was really fun to watch you guys and see how much fun you guys were having.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put a little video on of it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. So shout out to those two.
Yeah. And you guys should definitely look up Trusted House Sitters, because it's a really phenomenal way to go and travel for free and watch some animals and take care of somebody's animals. And for example, like if you live in a colder climate, and for Christmas vacation, something like that, or Thanksgiving, you want to be in a warm climate and you want to do it for free. This is a great way, because so many people travel during Christmas week and they want someone to watch their dogs. They don't want to put it in a kennel. So Trusted House Sitters is the name of that website. You should definitely check it out. I'm so excited to tell you guys about our new sponsor, Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, with dinners you can personalize to your own taste and lifestyle. Make more time for your summer goals with their convenient step-by-step recipes, with options ready in less than 30 minutes. Plus, cut down on meal prep with pre-proportioned and prepped ingredients, including pre-measured sauces, spices, and dressings delivered right to your door. Eat well at lunchtime too, with their 10-minute lunches. Each week's menu includes 2 convenient, low-prep, and nutritious lunch recipes ready in just 10 minutes. No cooking required. Perfect for when you're on the go or for when you're pressed for time at the office. I try to be conscious of what I eat, and I love that everything in Green Chef is pre-proportioned for me without having to measure. Feel your best with nutritionist-approved recipes, including meals under 700 calories, protein-packed meals with at least 40 grams of protein on average per serving, and flavorful, plant-rich vegan and vegetarian meals featuring certified organic produce, good-for-you grains, and plant-based proteins. Okay, you guys, let me tell you about my experience personally with Green Chef. I got my box delivered to the door, and it was so easy. I opened the box. There were 3 separate meals in bags, all separated for me to make it super easy. Also, it comes with a little card that gives you all the instructions of how to cook. Now, let me tell you something. I do not know how to cook, and I get very stressed about thinking that it's going to be really time consuming. I looked at the card. It was 30 minutes or less, and I ended up with a sage brown butter chicken piccata that I swear to you tasted like I was sitting in a restaurant. I was so excited. I called my friend Kelly and I said, I'm a chef. I know that sounds ridiculous, but having meals like this in your home literally make you a chef. So you guys, you've got to give Green Chef a try today. Use our special discount code for a great deal. Go to greenchef.com/understood50 and use understood50 to get 50% off plus free shipping. That's greenchef.com/understood50. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Let's see what else. Then we went to New York. We got on the plane. We went to New York. We landed. We went straight to the apartment and changed. And then we had to go interview Bo Deedle, which was a phenomenal episode, which will be out in a couple of weeks.
So good. Yeah.
I think he's really been reduced to like this kind of reality star private investigator right now, because he's been pulled into this Real Housewives of New Jersey fiasco, but he is absolutely not that. I mean, he's so much more. His history in NYPD homicide and the homicide department is so, it's so incredible what he's done. He's he's attributed almost 1,400 different cases closed because of him. And, you know, I think he's just a really great guy. And then he took us to Rao's for dinner. And he has had this table at Rao's since 1977. He has table number one on every Thursday night. And he brings the biggest celebrities, the biggest people, stars, whoever, to this table. And we were lucky enough to have been invited with David Yontif from Behind the Velvet Rope and a couple other big deal people. So that was super fun. It was really fun to see how everybody would walk in and like kiss his ring, so to speak, you know, and pay respect.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's so many pictures of him, of Bo Deedle, all throughout the restaurant. There's a whole display in the front window of him with Leonardo DiCaprio, like Robert De Niro, all the big names and stuff. That was surreal. That was like, yeah.
And he tells us moment. who is on his bucket list for who he would have at
table.
I'm not going to tell. And he lets that slip when it's a really interesting answer. And he also says who his favorite guest ever was. So that was very cool too, to hear. So he also had a lot of choice words for people and was looking straight into the camera screaming. So that was kind of funny. But anyways, that episode's going to be great. So then the next morning we got up early. I did a radio,
live radio show, the biggest radio show in New York with Sid Rosenberg.
Yeah. So that was really fun.
Our friend.
Yes. Our very good friend. We talked all about, you know, New York news, stuff related to New York City, but it was very good to be at the WABC news station. I love it there. I've done his show a couple times. And then we went straight back to the studio, to Gotham Studio in New York, and we filmed with the CEO of Nushama. And you guys, this episode is going to be so good because it's so interesting. It's about ketamine-infused therapy for PTSD, bipolar, and depression. And I found that to be so interesting. So I'm not a drug user. Even Jay Godfrey, the CEO, is not a drug user, but he found himself not getting the treatment, the results he wanted from talk therapy. And he found that while he was being treated with psychedelics, his mind really opened up and he got to the heart of the problem. So I think there's a lot of stigma that goes around psychedelics being used for medication or medicinal purposes, so to speak. And this is actually an approved legal clinic where you're allowed to go in. And really, I mean, it changes people's lives. So that episode was so interesting. It was such an honor to meet him. I thought he was great. What did you think?
Oh, he was great. Yeah. And it's doctor facilitated. It's not like you're just going out on your own. I've heard so many good things about this treatment for mental health conditions. And I think there's a lot of stuff coming in the future with that. He was great. He was a great guest. Very interesting episode. I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Would you try it?
Yes, absolutely. I would definitely try it. I've seen so many documentaries on the use of psychedelics for mental health and things like that. Yeah, I would definitely try it under those
supervision.
Circumstances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, under supervision. Yeah, yes, I would definitely.
I'm
open to that.
I'm not skeptical anymore. I'm just scared. Like, I'm scared of what would happen, what I would find, you know?
I mean, it's pretty intense for some people. I think, like Jay said in the episode, you know, most of the time it's a very positive experience. Maybe like a very small percentage of the time you have some profound negative things that creep in, you know, that that you try to hash out and deal with from the past. So it could go either way. But I think for the most part, it's pretty much usually a pretty positive
outcome.
Yeah.
We also, as I mentioned, we saw David Yontif from Behind the Velvet Rope. He's been a guest on this show. I've been a guest on his, you know, I wanted to get into something that he and I talked about on one of the episodes, because we also filmed with him this week while you were here. The news came out that Raquel has just left her treatment facility, and everybody was saying she paid $200,000 for it, and she was there for, 3 months. So, you know, it's an interesting thing that I want to actually talk about, because I've been to the same mental health facility that it's being reported that Raquel was at. She was, if it's true, she's the one that I went to, and they're saying that she also went to it. It's called The Meadows. It's in Wickenburg, Arizona. It has a division that specializes in love and sex addiction. And it's broken down, you know, it's called the Willow House for women, and the men's version is called the Gentle Path. Now, there's been a lot of men that we know that have been in Gentle Path. So Anthony Weiner, Kevin Spacey have been just two of the people that are known for sure to have gone to the Gentle Path. So I'll tell you my experience when I was at the Willow House. There's only, you know, between 9 and 15 women there at any given time. When I was there, there was probably only 9 people. And everyone is dealing with their own issues related to love and sex addiction. There's a little bit of eating disorder in there too. They do talk a lot about nutrition, and there was one woman who was there for an eating disorder, but she did have love addiction or sex addiction, whatever it was, as well. For me, I went there. It was during COVID. I just closed down my business. I was really struggling with like figuring out what my next, like, my identity. I felt like I was closing by closing the store. I mean, I really loved having this store. I had it for 6 years. I had 2 stores. They were high-end children's clothing store that had done so well, but it was so much smoke and mirrors that goes into retail in general. We had won best children's store, best baby gifting in Westchester and Manhattan for 5 years in a row. And I loved what I did. I was there every day, but it sucked a lot of money out of me, and I had to pay out of my pocket to get it to keep going. And then COVID hit, and it was just too much. And I decided to close them both. And I really thought to myself, I'm not working right now. I need to take a minute, because I've gone through life just going from one thing to the next and not taking care of myself. And I really was at like a low point. I reached out to my friend, Jason Waller. He was on Celebrity Rehab with me. Great guy. He still works in the recovery and treatment program. And basically I just talked to him as a friend, and he's like, listen, you need a timeout. And, he was connected with something called Red Songbird Foundation, which is a foundation who gives scholarships to people who want to go to rehab. But, you know, it's a lot of money to go to those programs. So, I spoke to the head of the foundation. Her name is Hillary, great woman, a former, somebody who struggled with addiction in her own life and now has this foundation to help other people. They accepted me into the program. They paid like a scholarship for me to go, and it was really amazing. They paid my entire treatment. They paid some of my bills while I was away. They helped take care of the, you know, they paid for the person that was taking care of my dogs. I mean, it was just really incredible how they stepped in and let me have that time for myself. And it, you know, that foundation really saved me at that period in my life. So, what I'll say about the experience in the Willow House was pretty hard for me, because first of all, you don't really get to make phone calls out. You get one phone call a day, if that, and you can't call for your first 14 days. There's like a TV in the main room, but you can't really watch it. You can watch TV at night. They have you scheduled out with all sorts of activities all day long. So when you wake up, you have to do, they give you like your own personal schedule. I had to go for a walk by myself in a circle. There's like a circle outside for 30 minutes, which I thought was dumb. You know, I kept like rebelling against everything when I was there.
Makes you alone with your thoughts, though. Probably.
Yeah, but I didn't see it that way. I thought that they were trying to get me to do exercise, and I'm like, I'm 109 pounds. Like, I don't need to do exercise. Like, why do I need to get up at the crack of dawn before everyone else to walk by myself in a circle? So I was resistant to a lot of what they were having me do at the beginning. They give you a very big, thorough evaluation that takes days, and then they come back with, what they have deemed not wrong with you, but what they think you need work on, and with your diagnosis. And my personal diagnosis, I'm fine to share it, was that I was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. I was not there for any sort of addiction. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not a drug user. So those weren't my issues. I was taking some prescription pills to go to sleep. And I wanted to wean off of those, which I did. And that was very hard for me while I was there because I was taking high doses of sleep medication. And it was really hard for me to go kind of cold turkey. But they have, you get your own therapist, your own medical doctor. You're in a room 2 to 3 times a day in a group. Then you have like a class where you're learning all about love addiction and then the difference between love addiction and sex addiction. I've struggled with love addiction in the past. They are two totally different things. And love addiction is when you mistake intensity for love and you get intimate way too quickly. And it's to fill something that you are missing in your own life. So I've done that numerous amounts of times. I was on Celebrity Rehab for that. And I went, you know, sort of on a little tour with Dr. Drew and others later to talk on the subject and bring awareness to it. And I've actually worked with a treatment facility to, you know, help that treatment facility get the word out about what they do specifically for love addiction. So this place, the Meadows, is really helpful. So I want to shut down a couple myths. I do not think she was there for 3 months, whatever everybody's saying. The program is 45 days, give or take. You're not really supposed to go home before that. They do extensive work with your family. They bring your family in about 4 to 5 weeks, into it and make them part of your treatment. And they could bring others. If you've had some issues with a certain man or whatever the issue is, they tend to ask you if you want to bring that person in and have like a confrontation with them in a safe environment. So yeah. If she went there, she learned the tools to go home with to to go forward and to not make the same mistakes that she's made in the past, whatever she thinks those are. And, it's also to learn how to cut out the wrong people in your life. I find it to be untrue, the reports that she was there for, 90 days or longer. It would be shocking to me. It's not like she's deep in some major addiction. 45 days is enough and you want to go home. I can see her, she wanted to stay 60 maybe, but there's no shot she was there for 3 months. Also the price for something like this, when I was there, which was not that long ago, it was in 2021, 2020. And it was $45,000 to $50,000. The most it is now is 65. And I know that they said sometimes the prices went up to 65,000. If you were getting a private room, nobody there had a private room at the time. So, maybe she got one, but I doubt it because part of the...
What were they saying? 200,000 or something?
Yeah, and part of the experience is having, you don't get special treatment. It doesn't matter who you are. So you have to be in the rooms with other people. So I highly doubt they would give her the special treatment to put her in a room. They don't give a shit who you are. That whole point is to strip you of thinking that you're better than someone or have any ego to it. So it would shock me to think that she would be there for that long. It would shock me to think that they charged her that much. And I wouldn't be surprised if somebody sponsored her to go there and she didn't have to pay anything. So that's my 2 cents on the Meadow House. If she went there, I know that she learned a lot and she did not enjoy her time because it's really hard. It's uncomfortable work, but you are working on yourself all the time. So I commend her for going. So that's
absolutely
my thought on that.
Wish her the best. Okay. All right.
Have you ever been to rehab, Kelly?
I have not, but you called me a love addict when we were there together this last week. You said you're a love addict.
You are. You do show signs once in a while of love addiction. Just because I think you jump in a little quick or you give too much of yourself, and you shouldn't because you're such a good catch and I want those guys to have to earn it from you. And you should be able to be dating 10 people if you want, and then you can decide who you want. But it's nice to meet great people. I think that's always important. But unless they are like the one, you don't need to like cut off the rest of your life for that person. So, and it's going to take a while to meet that person.
Yeah. You don't know that they're the one until you're together a few months. And usually I'm like, all right, let's go get married. We've been on three great dates.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And people do change after the first couple of dates. They know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when it gets real, I mean, you got to imagine what they're going to be like when they're with your kids, when they're dealing with you having to travel or be around really powerful men for work. A lot of people get jealous. So, you know, all that stuff doesn't come out at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So,
So then we were invited to Rudy Giuliani's taping of his show. When we first were listening to Rudy Giuliani's show, he was covering the fact that the White House had not been able to find out how the cocaine got in the White House. And, you know, they kind of just dropped it after 11 days and no one's really talking about it anymore. But I'll be honest with you, sitting there listening to his commentary on it, we were in stitches laughing at his take on it. It was so funny. And, you know, a lot of people don't agree with his political views, with his views that everything is a conspiracy theory, but this was really funny. He was talking about how it's a real whodunit. How did this cocaine get in there and move from the library to the sitting room? And it was like a game of Clue. And he said, you know, all these really funny things that he couldn't believe that the Secret Service could not get to the bottom of this case of where the cocaine in the White House came from. And, you know, they would be better off investigating a paper bag. And it was just super funny.
Deputy Dog could do a better job investigating this case. This is a special kind of cocaine. It has legs. It can get up and move around from room to room. So funny.
It's a real whodunit, yeah. Kelly. It's a real whodunit.
It's a real whodunit. And they also started talking about the Gilgo Beach, the serial killer arrest. That was something we
talked about a lot while we were in New York. It broke that the Gilgo Beach serial killer had been found. And we dug deep into this while we were there. And as a matter of fact, we left the day that Rudy Giuliani and his political advisor were going to drive out to the scene of the crime and look for evidence. And we were actually going to change our flight because that sounded so fun and up our alley. But we've been covering this story on our podcast as well and getting to the bottom of what's going on. And what I think is the most interesting is that people are thinking this is an open and shut case.
So
a lot of people think that Rex Huerman killed all 10 people. And that's, in my opinion, I don't find that to be correct. I think it's going to be obvious that he killed the four. We don't know about another four of the bodies. They're Jane Doe's, and then there's another two. So there's six people left that we still don't know how they were killed and who killed them. And then you also have the case of Shannon Gilbert.
Yep, and which is probably completely unrelated, but she's the one who kicked off this whole investigation, and her disappearance led investigators to all the other bodies. But
So and all of that is very suspect because, you know, she was in the same area and she, you know, and she was talking about in her 911 call the fact that she thought somebody was going to murder her and somebody was after her. So everything seems very odd in this area of Oak Beach, in the Gilgo Beach area, and I am so interested to see how this plays out. But it got our wheels turning about, like, we now want to get into true crime and start solving our own murders. So maybe you'll see a little more stuff on our podcast about true crime because we're so into that. And a lot of people don't know I have my master's in forensic investigation. So that's like my true love of things. I can sit around and watch the ID Network all day and all night.
Same. And people might not know that I used to be on a true crime podcast too. So that's kind of where I got started. So it only makes sense for us to do a little bit of true crime.
That's right.
We might have a partnership coming up with some really big names. So stay tuned. We'll see what happens with that.
That's right.
Yeah. And we did an episode on Gilgo Beach murder this past week. So
yeah, everyone should listen to that. It's so good. It's with Billy Jensen, who's covered this case for a very long time. He has his own podcast called Unraveled, which is very good and helpful if you want to listen to that. So, all right, let's wrap this up. What do we have coming up next week? Next week, actually, guys, this is interesting. Next week marks the 10-year anniversary. I brought his name up before already, that Anthony Weiner was in a sex scandal. It wasn't really a sex scandal. That's what's really interesting.
I know.
He was in a scandal where he was texting, sexting, talking to under some, well, some of them were underage. Some were just women, young women. But the problem was, is he was married and he was sending dick pics to people. He got caught a year before that had all kind of flatlined. And now he was back in the game running for mayor. And while he was running for mayor, he started sexting with a woman again, who, you know, spent 5 hours a day talking to him. And she realized, you know, this guy doesn't deserve to be mayor because he's just still a liar. And she sent a blind item to Nick Ritchie, as a matter of fact, who we also have next week from The Dirty, saying, listen, I'm having this sexting relationship with Anthony Weiner. Anyways, long story short, the whole thing blew up. He did not win the mayoral election, obviously. And it ruined his career. It ruined his marriage. And he had to go to treatment. He went to Gentle Path at the Meadows to get help. And there was a whole, you know, everything crumbled for him. So next week will be interesting because we have Nick Ritchie on to talk about a lot of things that he went through owning thedirty.com and how he exposed a lot of scandals. And that'll be on Wednesday. And on Monday, we have Sydney Leathers, who is the girl who exposed Anthony Weiner and her side of things, where she is now, why she did it. And I think it's an interesting perspective. We would have also liked to have Anthony Weiner on, but, you know, clearly he doesn't want to talk about this. But what I find fascinating, Kelly, is the thing that people don't realize about this. He ruined his whole career and didn't meet one of these girls. So this was
he didn't meet
all in his head and all online and all on the phone. I mean, what a waste.
I know, right? He didn't. Yeah. No physical contact, nothing like that. All sexting. And he was taken down and he lost, but not for lack of trying. Even after all this came out, he just kept fighting this, you know, to win this mayoral election.
Yeah.
He did not give
up. Well, I will say he was an amazing politician. I mean, not a lot of people might agree with me. He was phenomenal. He was an amazing speaker. He was, I know people that were friends with him that said he was a good, loyal friend. He just had a problem. I mean, he really did. Yeah, and I think he had a self-esteem problem, which made him want to do that, you know? And anyways, I do wish him the best, but it is interesting to hear his, the woman he was having this relationship with, if you want to call it that, talk now about what her motivation was for doing that. And the fact that she's still taught, you know, her name is still synonymous with the Anthony Weiner scandal, even though she's never met him to this day. So
I know, I was going to say they've never met in person, which is crazy. So people, if you haven't seen the Weiner documentary, I think people should watch it before our episodes next week.
It's called Weiner, if you're looking for it, and it's hard for you to locate what it's called. It's really good. Did you watch it?
It is. Yes.
I've seen it a couple times. It's great.
Yep.
And the entire scandal unfolds as they have the camera going. They were video. They were doing a documentary on him running for mayor, and instead, the documentary became about the unraveling of the candidacy.
Talk about the luck on those producers' end. I mean,
for sure,
the story completely changed, but it became even more interesting. Really, so yeah, that's next week, and then Rachel's episode with Brian Howie from The Great Love Debate will be in place of our usual Friday happy hour because you're going to be out of town.
I'm going to be going to Aspen for a really amazing fundraiser. It's for Big Green. It's Kimball Musk's foundation, the brother of Elon Musk. And it is a like a masquerade type of ball. The theme is Moulin Rouge. It's a garden party. So I'm really excited. I have somebody making me a dress for this. I'm super excited. I haven't been to one, but I hear they're all really extravagant and gorgeous and fun, and it's for a great cause. So I'm really excited to go there. And I've never been to Aspen in the summer. So that'll be fun. Yeah. So I will tell you guys all about it the following week. And then 1 week coming up here, we are going to do like a best of series. I think that will be really nice for a happy hour where we just get the best clips of all of our episodes so far. We have so many episodes we've done already, 45 or something. And we're going to put together like a best of for you guys, so you can skip around and just listen to that, and then go back to the ones that, you know, that you want to listen to.
Yep. Well, I'm not drinking today, but cheers, everybody. Cheers, my Diet Coke. Have cheers. A great weekend.
Cheers. Yes. And also, you guys remember that Le Cool Grand Cru
Yeah, La Cool Champagne, La Cool Grand Cru. Yep.
They are sponsoring us this month. They are amazing. The champagne was phenomenal. And you guys should really check it out. And they have a really fun event at the end of this month. So you should go on their website. It's
LaCoolChampagne.com.
Yeah. So we really appreciate them sending us some stuff and we are still enjoying it. And I'm going to be placing an order soon because it's so good and so great to have for parties.
So good. Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fun to, you know, dance around to the music of Cool and the Gang.
Celebration.
As your, yes. Get Down On It. My favorite song.
Yes.
We're going to make a drink called Get Down On It. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you in a couple weeks.
Everybody, make sure you subscribe to the show. Follow us on Instagram. Rachel, you could tell NYC, Kelly Brank, Misunderstood with Rachel. All the things. Go to misunderstoodpodcast.com for more information. Give us a great review. We really appreciate it. That's all.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Misunderstood.